Next, I want to look at monthly returns and the declarations, because one of the key obligations imposed on contractors in the new construction industry scheme is the submission of the CIS 300 monthly returns. A return has to be made to HMRC in a document or format provided by HMRC. In other words, large employers, large contractors cannot use substitute documents. Each month, contractors have to submit a complete return of all payments made to all subcontractors within the scheme in the preceding tax month, regardless of whether the subcontractors were paid gross, paid under net deduction of the standard amount, or net of the higher deduction amount. The return must include a declaration by the person making the return, in other words, the contractor, A, that none of the contracts to which the return relates is a contract of employment, B, indicating whether he has complied with the requirements of Regulation 6 for verifying the subcontractor, and C, that the return contains all the information, particulars, and supporting information required by the regulations. Returns have to reach HMRC within 14 days of the end of the tax month. So again, by the 19th of the tax month. Electronic filing doesn't extend the deadline to the 22nd, as happens with PAYE returns. The 19th is the deadline. If the returns are being submitted electronically, it would be sensible to do them before the 19th deadline in case there's problems with the contractor's computer or the revenue system. If the returns are being submitted manually by post, they should be posted early, preferably no later than the 15th of the month, to ensure that they arrive with the revenue on time. Again, it is astonishing the number of late filing penalties that have been charged by HMRC over the last 2.5 years, because contractors are simply not submitting the returns on time. Some contractors have made the mistake of using the wrong size envelopes and the wrong postage, and the returns have been delayed in the post and penalties have been imposed. So again, we really need to advise our clients to sort this out. File the returns early, make sure they get there on time.